上海紧缺人才培训工程教学系列丛书，英语中级口译资格证书实考试卷汇编二，上海市外语口译资格证书考试委员会编。
第三盒，
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 A 卷。
Interpretation Section
Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. Intel Corporation Limited and China's Ministry of Electronics Industry have signed an agreement last week. The agreement aims to improve the competitive strength of China's computer and software manufacturers. Intel will continue to develop the world's latest comprehensive integrated circuit technology. At the same time, it will cooperate with Chinese companies to design and produce multimedia notebook computers. As part of the agreement, the Ministry of Electronics Industry will encourage China's computer industry to cooperate fully with Intel. The agreements also stress cooperation and improvement of technology and customer service. Intel will provide China with technological guidance and standards on the production of personal computers equipped with a Pentium 4 processor to ensure the quality of the products.
Passage 2. Here I want to try to give you an answer to the question, what personal qualities are desirable in a teacher? The same question has been put to me on many occasions. Probably no two people would draw up exactly similar lists of personal qualities, but I think the following would be generally accepted. A desirable teacher is one whose personality should be pleasant and attractive, though in appearance he may not be good-looking or may even be ugly. A teacher must be very patient. This, I may say, is largely a matter of self-discipline and self-training. After all, none of us is born like that.
Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
中国是全世界最大的钱袋市场。中国每年要增加程控电话2000万门以上，世界第一。 但是由于多年没有解决的重复建设问题，中国现在不少产品出现了供过于求的情况，如 VCD 生产的太多，卖不出去。中国现在需要的是经济结构的调整，所以我们今后要加强基础设施的建设，加强农村广大市场的开发。中国这个市场大得不得了，现在中国的市场远未饱和，我们欢迎外国的投资者踊跃到中国来投资。
Passage 2.
为了支持北京申办2008年奥运会，现在北京市民比以往任何时候都更加热衷于学习英语。据新华社报道，北京人民广播电台于2000年12月开设了一档北京市民英语100季的节目，来帮助更多的人学习英语。从学校里传统的英语教学不同，这档节目不是从语法和音标开始，而是涉及英语的日常口语。北京市民学习英语的浪潮席卷了整个城市，来到北京的老外如果在大街上遇到当地居民用英语向他们问候，将不会感到惊讶。
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试闭卷。
Interpretation Section
Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal.And stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. We established our friendly and cooperative relations on the understanding that we would develop our friendshipon the basis of mutual respect and equality and mutual benefit. We believe that it is absolutely vital that all nations, big or small, rich or poor, should handle their relations on these principles.China has shown great interest in and understanding for the problems of small and developing countries. We sincerely appreciate the positions that China has taken in this regard. China's support is a constant source of encouragement to us.I look forward in the next few days to the opportunity of learning something from your experience in promoting your economic and social development.
Passage 2. During the course of his long political career, Abraham Lincoln had written a number of well-known speeches.But the address at Gettysburg is the most widely quoted. Since the speech was printed, almost every child of school age in the United States has to study and memorize it. The speech was extremely short and simple.It had been composed by Abraham Lincoln on the train during his journey to Gettysburg, and it was written in pencil on the back of an envelope. some historians say that the people were so moved by Lincoln's words that they did not applaud. Instead, they responded with a profound and respectful silence.
Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
环境保护是中国的一项基本国策，是实现经济持续发展的一项重要战略。中国作为国际社会中的成员，积极参与国际环保事务，努力促进国际环保合作。人类在解决环境与发展问题上，仍然面临着大量的难题。每个国家都面临着发展经济与保护环境的双重任务。中国将一如既往与其他国家合作，为保护我们的生存环境，为人类的幸福和繁荣而奋斗。
Passage 2。
大多数人认为书本和课本基本上是一回事，其实这种想法是完全错误的。书本并不仅仅是指课本，如果我们仅仅通过课本去学习，这就意味着我们把自己局限于生活中很狭小的一个方面。大多数教育专家都强调终身学习的重要性，认为继续教育的一个重要途径就是阅读各种书籍和报纸杂志。他们指出，学习永无止境，是个连续不断的过程。每一个人都可以，也完全可以做到活到老学到老。
事件四，上海市英语中级口译资格证书第一阶段考试。
Section 1 Listening Test Part A Spot Dictation Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the word or words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin Part A with spot dictation.
Welcome to this edition of Human Nature, a series of lectures delivered by the local community college. Today, we'd like to discuss another aspect of human relationship. We are all human, and one part of human nature is to try to sum one another up. The first day in class, for example, we sum up the teacher and our classmates. The same is true with our first day in office, where we are most likely to sum up our boss or colleagues. We do this in order to find out two things. Firstly, to discover what kind of people they are, and secondly, to find out if we might like to know them better. There are two main ways in which we sum up other people, that is, by looking and listening. If the person we are watching
sends messages through his behavior and actions that we find annoying, our first impression of him will be as an annoying person. We will, therefore, try to avoid or simply ignore this kind of person. If, on the other hand, we are pleased by what he says, as well as the way he speaks, behaves, or acts, we will probably try to become friendly with him. Some people, however, seem afraid to show the kind of person they really are. They try their utmost to cover up their real personality and purposes so that we never know how they feel about us and what they intend to do. Since we cannot be sure of their feelings or intentions, we are not sure how we feel about them either. When we get to know people, there are certain things that we tell them automatically. For example, our name, address, telephone number, our appearance, our leisure likes and music preferences, the way we sit, stand, or speak. But there will be things that we do not share. As people spend more time together, they each encourage the other to share more and show more of themselves. In this way, a relationship grows deeper and stronger, provided, of course, that we like what we see and what we hear.
Part B. Listening comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper. So you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Question number 1. Betty missed a week's work because she was down with a bad cold and was advised by her doctor to stay at home.
Question number 2. I'm glad that Florence has made it and joined us in this reception, especially at such short notice.
Question number 3. Lena wants to give up office work to concentrate on her MBA courses, even though she has been quite successful at her job.
Question number 4. Whatever product is advertised, I think the purpose of the advertiser is to hit your eye and finally hit your pocket.
Question number 5. We had expected the repairs to cost us no more than $15,000, but the maintenance company charged us twice as much.
Question number 6. We emphasize that only those applicants with appropriate certificates or diplomas are eligible for the job. Question number 7. On her first day at the office, the new secretary was told to report to the assistant manager's desk.
Question number 8. At first, the chairman didn't intend to attend the opening ceremony, but he changed his mind at the last minute. Question number 9. If Jack could have fixed the lamp in the hallway, he wouldn't have called in an electrician. Question number 10. I can't imagine why Mr. Nicholas hasn't turned up yet. He was due for the board meeting before now.
2. Talks and conversations. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and questions only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
I hear you're finally retiring at the end of this year, Bill. What will you do with yourself when you've stopped work?
Absolutely nothing. I have been working for this company nonstop for 40 years by the end of October, and I reckon I deserve a complete rest.
40 years? You'll have seen a lot of changes in that time, I imagine.
Yes, and most of the changes have only made things worse. I used to be proud of my work. But how can you take a pride in what you're doing when every 2 or 3 years, they put a new manager with newfangled ideas in charge of the factory, and he tells you what you've been doing is all wrong?
Why have you stayed on all these years then, Bill?
Well, it's the same thing wherever you go. However well you do your job, you don't get on in any firm unless you're a friend of the manager's. And the present manager has certainly been no friend of mine.
Well, I don't know. They don't promote you, whoever you know, if you're inefficient.
Nonsense. What about that young chap, Dart? He's an assistant manager already, and he's completely incompetent. He's only there because he's a relative of the managing director's. They'll probably make him a director soon.
By the sound of it, you won't be sorry to leave.
No, I won't. But it'll be no better at home. Instead of the manager giving me stupid orders, it will be my wife. Now she will be telling me off all day long.
Question number 11. How long has the man been working for the company?
Question number 12. What is the man's attitude about his company?
Question number 13. According to the conversation, which of the following is true?
Question number 14. What does the man think about the young assistant manager?
Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following talk.
The topic Professor Roach assigned me for class presentation today is the spreading deserts. The spread of the desert is not new. In ancient times, for example, the Middle East was a very fertile area. For hundreds of years, those desert people used to move from place to place with their animals sometime before an area was used up and destroyed. This kind of movement gave the land a chance to recover. They also raised crops every other year in an area so that they would never overwork the land. However, these traditional ways are disappearing, mostly because of the development of modern science and technology. The one-time fertile land has been overworked, used up, and destroyed. More and more areas have been turned to deserts. Today, many factors add to the problems along the edge of the desert. The population is growing, and too many animals feed on the limited and fragile land. The sandstorm is affecting more and more habitable regions. Meanwhile, there is now a worldwide effort to stop the spread of the desert. This may be the last chance to save the land.
Question number 15. How does the man describe the Middle East in ancient times?
Question number 16. What did desert people in ancient times do when an area was going to be destroyed?
Question number 17. According to the talk, how did the ancient people help the land to recover?
Question number 18. What is one of the factors that contribute to the problem of the spreading deserts?
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following conversation.
You have some interesting products.
Thank you. We import them from several different countries.
What about this one? What is it used for?
It is called a salad spinner, and it is used for drying fruits and vegetables, such as lettuce.
Are there any metal parts in it?
No, it is all made of plastic, so it is light in weight, and it is convenient to use and easy to clean.
Where does it come from?
It is made in France.
And what about this? What is this one used for?
It is used for making pasta. You know, spaghetti and things like that.
And it is made in Italy, I suppose?
Oh, yes, it is. Let me show you some other kitchen gadgets. They sell very well these days. These products of ours are carried by most department stores and large supermarkets in town.
But don't kitchen gadgets go in and out of fashion pretty fast?
Well, some of them do, but things like food processors have become standard items.
Do you carry a line of food processors too?
Yes, we do. Here's a sample. It is made in Japan.
I'm interested in this kind of stuff because I plan to open a new food store in the neighborhood, and I have been thinking of adding a line of kitchen equipment.
Here, take one of our brochures. All of our products are described in it.
Question number 19. What is the salad spinner made of?
Question number 20. Which of the following is a special feature of the salad spinner?
Question number 21. Why is the man interested in food processors and other kitchen equipment?
Question number 22. What is the most probable relationship between the man and the woman?
Questions 23 to 26 are based on the following talk.
Over the centuries, people's eating habits change from generation to generation. Before scientists learned about vitamins and other constituents of food, such as proteins and carbohydrates, people believed in eating large quantities of food and were not concerned so much about a balanced diet. For example, in the 18th century, a hearty meal could consist of as many as 20 courses and would probably knock out the most starving and insatiable appetites. Today, people believe in a more balanced diet. In many countries, where food shortage is no longer a problem for immediate attention, people start to eat less and less. More attentions are paid to the nutrition and wholesomeness of the food. Vitamins, proteins, carbohydrates, and even calories become labels on almost every kind of food we eat. In the 21st century, people's eating habits may be just as surprising, but in a very different sort of way. With a worldwide growth in population, food production will become exclusively mechanical and scientific. There may well be an end to food as we know it today. Meals, as we know them, may become a thing of the past. Food constituents and vitamins may be taken in the form of capsules, tablets, or pills. The thought of these highly artificial food constituents taking the place of present-day foods may not be very attractive, but they may be the answer to food shortage and severe starvation in some parts of the world.
Question number 23. According to the talk, which of the following are not a constituent of food we eat today?
Question number 24. How many courses of food could be offered in a hearty 18th century meal?
Question number 25. What can we learn from the talk?
Question number 26. According to the speaker, which of the following will be an answer to the food shortage and severe starvation in the world today? Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
I suppose you heard about that great chunk of concrete falling onto a car in South Street yesterday, didn't you, Jane?
Yes, I saw it in the paper. From a 250-foot-high building, wasn't it? I gather the driver had just got out, or he'd have been killed, wouldn't he?
Oh, yes. I saw the car. It was a complete wreck.
You usually park your car around there, don't you, Bill?
Yes. I left it in that very spot a couple of days ago. But yesterday, it was parked up the road a bit.
You were in luck then, weren't you, Bill?
Out for luck, you mean? I'd be very pleased if my old car were smashed to bits. I could claim from the insurance company then, couldn't I?
But you used to be so proud of your car, didn't you, Bill?
I used to be, years ago. But now there are all sorts of repairs to be done, and I just haven't got enough spare cash to put it right.
You can always sell it, can't you, Bill?
Few people are stupid enough to buy a car in that state, are they?
The man whose car was crushed yesterday was very annoyed about it. He'll be given a new car by the builders, though.
Yes, but his car was a specially built model that can't be replaced. And there was hardly anything wrong with it, was there?
Well, that's life. When people actually want to get rid of their cars, this sort of thing seldom happens, does it?
Question number 27. According to the conversation, what happened in South Street yesterday?
Question number 28. Which of the following can be inferred from the conversation?
Question number 29. Why does the man consider himself unlucky in yesterday's incident?
Question number 30. According to the conversation, how did the owner feel when he learned that his specially built model was crushed?
translation. 1. Sentence translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 5 English sentences. You will hear the sentences only once. After you have heard each sentence, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now let's begin sentence translation with sentence number 1.
Sentence number 1. The population of elderly people is increasing rapidly because people are living longer than before. This is especially true of developed countries. Sentence number 2. When we produce goods and services that are supposed to improve our living conditions, we may destroy our natural resources and our environment.
Sentence number 3. Heavy snow has fallen in the north of Canada. Many roads have been blocked, and traffic has been brought to a standstill, according to our correspondent.
Sentence number 4. There has been another railway crash in Scotland. 4 people were killed, and at least 10 people were injured. A number of trains have been delayed.
Sentence number 5. Our families and communities are stronger. Crime is at a 25-year low. What is more, over 7 million Americans have been lifted out of poverty.
2. Passage translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 2 English passages. You will hear the passages only once. After you have heard each passage, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. You may take notes while you are listening. Now let's begin passage translation with the first passage.
Passage 1. We have just signed a new contract with our Chinese counterpart. We believe that the new trade agreement will produce millions of dollars in sales for the European farmers, manufacturers, and service companies. In particular, the food and drink industries. However, increased competition from European goods could lead to job losses in China, especially in state-run companies.
Passage 2. In Britain, teachers are worried that their jobs may become impossible in the near future unless something can be done to restore school discipline in the classrooms. In many schools, a small number of teenage students are so naughty and mischievous that they are totally out of control. As a result, teachers can no longer teach their classes effectively. The classroom is noisier than a football playground, and the lessons are anything but instructive or enjoyable.
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 A 卷
Interpretation Section Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 2 passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. The human brain, which contains an average of 10 billion nerve cells, is divided into two roughly symmetrical hemispheres, sometimes called right and left brains. The two sides of the brain, while fairly comparable in size and form, appear to specialize in handling various tasks. In most individuals, the left hemisphere has primary responsibility for language, and this left brain dominance in linguistic functions appears to exit prior to birth. The right hemisphere, on the other hand, controls visual and spatial skills, as well as the perception of non-linguistic sounds and musical melodies.
Passage 2. The People's Republic of China and the United States of America are two great nations with very different cultures, political traditions, and economic systems. In spite of these differences, they have also many common interests, which can be promoted by improved relations. Although our trade relations sometimes is a source of disputes and misunderstandings, trade also can provide a link to establish improved economic conditions and increased goodwill between our two countries. As this relationship is developed on the basis of equality and mutual benefit, the people of both nations should prosper. Part B, directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal. And stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
上星期三, 古文明研究中心举办了一次国际研讨会, 100多名中外学者汇聚一堂, 讨论古代中华文明的发源和早期发展。 这次国际研讨会, 旨在追溯中国夏朝之前的历史。夏朝被认为是中国历史上的第一个朝代。学者们认为，中华文明持续发展5000年而从未中断，这样的古文明在世界上绝无仅有。古中华文明的起源和发展过程 是考古学家和历史学家探索的重要课题，同时，他们也对古中华文明的内容和机制予以极大的关注。Passage
2
作为第三产业的重要组成部分，旅游业的发展需要良好的经济环境、城市环境、人文环境和生态环境。 近几年来，昆山市通过创建国家卫生城市、环保模范城市等一系列活动，城乡环境大大改善。现在，昆山市又在积极争创中国优秀旅游城市，进一步完善城市旅游功能，提高旅游服务水平。古老而美丽的小城昆山 将以开放的姿态迎接八方来客，崛起的昆山旅游业将以崭新的姿态走向可持续发展的充满希望的未来。
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试试卷。
Interpretation section. Part A. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. The United States is a country driven by automobiles. Americans are actually a people living on wheels who like to do business without leaving their cars. Wherever you go, you'll see drive-in banks, drive-in restaurants, drive-in churches, and drive-in movies. When you drive in the U.S., you should note that the speed limit on the state or federal expressway is 55 miles per hour, and there is a minimum speed of 40 miles per hour. This country has the most developed car rental industry in the world. Largest American car rental companies have offices all over the U.S., with counters at most airports and in many international cities.
Passage 2. After a difficult period in relations between the United States and China, economic relations are certain to improve. Today, American businessmen are eager to learn more about trade and investment opportunities in China, especially after its accession to the WTO. Many American businessmen and their lawyers now understand that they must study the laws, trade practices, and culture of China in order to be more effective in doing business with their partners. Americans also can share with Chinese trading partners certain experience and information that may be helpful in creating better trade relations between our two countries. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
阳朔是个小镇，人口不足三万，它极负盛名，每年有成千上万的游客趋之若鹜，从世界各地涌来。1998年，美国前总统吉尔·克林顿来到这里，面对美湖盛收的景致，不忍匆匆离去，以致推迟其香港之行。阳朔最吸引人的地方就是板石街，又名西洋街。该街总长1000米，有1410年的历史。街道两旁有数百家商店，主要出售外国人喜欢的仿古制品和纪念品。长阳小街，游人会惊喜地发现，在这里东西方文明是如此的水乳交融。
Passage 2.
随着改革开放的进一步深入，世界环球媒体巨头蜂拥至中国。至今，几乎所有主要环球媒体集团已经进入中国市场。美国有线新闻网在香港成立了自己的节目制作中心，该新闻公司已将凤凰卫视频道引进中国内地。根据中国对世贸组织的承诺，非新闻类外国节目将最终被允许在国内播出。人们对环球媒体巨头在中国拓展业务极为关注，这不仅关系到国内媒体事业的发展，对整个新闻氛围和舆论导向也将产生一定的影响。
试卷五，上海市英语中级口译资格证书第一阶段考试。
Section 1, Listening Test, Part A, Spot Dictation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the word or words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once. Now, let us begin Part A with spot dictation.
For most of us, success and the ability to control our own fate are linked to our ability to lead. Leadership, in fact, is something that concerns everyone. A leader does not necessarily occupy a formal leadership position, for example, as the Assistant Secretary of State or the Chief Executive Officer. Very often, people with leadership titles are not necessarily leaders. Parents, spouses, teammates, colleagues, friends, classmates, or playmates can all be leaders if they so desire. A teacher can also be as a leader as he or she is a friend. In fact, most of us spend a great deal of time trying to get other people to do willingly what we want them to do, and that, in the purest sense of the term, is what leadership is all about. Of course, we can force people to do things for a short period of time, but that is not leadership. A true leader is apt to persuade and influence other people to accept his ideas, to follow him, and to take action. So, what is the essence of leadership? Basically, what is required of a true leader? It is communication. Without communication, leadership does not exist. It is impossible to get someone to do something without verbal or nonverbal communication. We rely on communication to manage and motivate. We use communication to resolve conflict and facilitate innovation as well as to negotiate. We may expect our leader to be frank, direct, and to the point. We may also expect that our ideal leader listens, is willing to talk, is open to discussion and constructive suggestions, is receptive to new ideas, and is supportive. But in most social interactions and economic activities, an ideal and recognized leader invariably emerges as the most competent communicator.
Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once. and you will not find them written on the paper. So you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Question number one. The company quoted a price of $100 a piece for the summer dress. But after much bargaining, we got an offer at 25% discount. Question number two. The editor-in-chief called in question the accuracy of the figures in the draft report of the financial news.
Question number three. After the meeting, Mrs. Coleman, the secretary, will write up all the minutes of topics discussed and speeches addressed.
Question number four. Mr. Carter voted against the investment scheme in that country on the ground that it involved too great a risk.
Question number five. Although Miss Brown has less teaching experience than other faculty members, she is one of the best instructors in the college.
Question number six. Because of the increasing population migration to other residential areas, we decided to close down our branch in that downtown district. Question number seven. Recruiting agencies usually interview more shortlisted candidates than they will actually hire. Therefore, a job interview is often very challenging and competitive.
Question number eight. If you had consulted with the Board of Advisors, you wouldn't have started the dress code campaign in the company.
Question number nine. Following the dinner will be an address by the Chief Executive Officer from our headquarters in New York.
Question number 10. The closing of the textile factory, with 2,000 workers being laid off, has doubled the unemployment rate in that town. 2. Talks and conversations. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and questions only once. When you hear a question, read the four answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
Now, Mr. Blake, I've just been reading what your own doctor says. I gather you haven't been feeling very well lately. Is that right?
It's my leg, doctor. My right leg. I keep getting a strange pain in it.
Could you describe this pain to me?
It's like boiling water running down my leg. It's been getting worse lately, too. I've been losing sleep.
You mean the pain's been keeping you awake?
Yes, that's right. The pain's been keeping me awake.
Now tell me, how long have you had this trouble?
You mean the pain? Well, it has been with me for about a year now.
Have you been getting tired lately after you've taken a walk? For example, have you been getting a bit short of breath, perhaps?
Why, yes. Yes, I have, doctor.
I think we'd better give you a few tests here in hospital.
Do you think it's serious, doctor?
Probably not.
But Dr. Martin, my local doctor, thinks it's only that I've been knocking myself out on that research project of mine for too long.
That could be the reason. You've been working too hard, I presume. But don't worry. We'll soon find out.
Question number 11. What was Mr. Blake unable to do recently?
Question number 12. What has been happening to the man after he has taken a walk?
Question number 13. What does the woman suggest that they should do?
Question number 14. According to Dr. Martin, what might be one reason for the man's trouble? Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following talk.
Deserts are fascinating geographical areas, and I want to spend the next couple of lectures describing why they are so fascinating. First, let's discuss some of the vital statistics of a desert area. Deserts are found, of course, in dry areas. Areas too dry to support grasslands. Deserts often receive less than 10 inches of rain annually. And when it does rain, much of the rainwater either evaporates or runs off the barren soil. Finally, you need to realize that all the plants and animals that live in the desert have adapted amazingly to this lack of water. For example, a typical and well-known desert plant is the cactus. A cactus has shallow roots that grow over a wide area so that it can pick up as much water as possible. Since cacti are without leaves, they lose little water from their surface through evaporation. Another desert plant, the mesquite, gets water in an opposite way. It has roots that may extend as deep as 30 feet. What about the animals in the desert? How have they adapted to the desert heat? First, most desert animals come out only at night in order to avoid the extremes in heat. Second, these animals try to find shade or burrow into the sand, which may serve as protection against heat. But how do these animals conserve water? They obviously need water to live. Well, some animals drink the moisture provided from the morning dew. Others, like the kangaroo rat, never drink water at all. Finally, reptiles such as snakes and lizards have skins that prevent much water from evaporating from their bodies.
Question number 15. According to the talk, where can we find deserts?
Question number 16. In what way does the cactus, a typical desert plant, get water?
Question number 17. How do most animals adapt themselves to the high temperature of the desert heat?
Question number 18. Which of the following is the lecturer primarily concerned about in his talk?
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Maggie. I'm back. Thanks for covering the phones for me.
My pleasure. I wish I had an office like this. Never a dull moment. Something always going on here. Except I don't see how you ever get any work done.
Well, were there a lot of calls?
Not so many, I'm afraid. 4 calls, I think. Let's see. Steve called. He wanted to know how long it would take to have the sample of our new product delivered to the London office. He said he'd call back this afternoon.
Okay. Any other 3 calls?
Yes, you had a call from Mrs. Peterson. She's supposed to have a meeting with Mr. Leach on Friday, and she'd like to have the meeting postponed until next Tuesday. And then Mr. Fisher called from the sales department. He didn't say what he wanted. He'll call back. And,
Mr. Russo didn't call.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Now, what did he call about? I remember. He said he'd made the arrangements for the interview. He'd like to have it scheduled for next Thursday. I was talking to him when David came in, and I guess I forgot to write the message down. He was in a big hurry to see Mr. Leach.
Well, thanks, Maggie. I'd better get to work. I've got to get the report ready for Mr. Leach by 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, I've got to get back to my office. By the way, there's a meeting going on in Mr. Leach's office, and he left word he didn't want to be disturbed. I'll leave your phone messages here on your desk. See you later.
Yeah, see you.
Question number 19. How many telephone messages has the woman taken down?
Question number 20. What did Mrs. Peterson suggest in her call?
Question number 21. Why did the woman fail to write one of the messages down?
Question number 22. What was going on in Mr. Leach's office?